We have a very meaningful announcement to make about Ron Smith. As most of you know, Ron, who was the voice of reason on WBAL for more than 26 years, died in December, 2 months after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. On January 17th, we are inviting you to join Ron's family and friends and the WBAL family for a very special tribute to Ron Smith. And joining us to talk more about it is WBAL Radio Vice President and General Manager Ed Kiernan. Hi, Ed.
Hi, MB.
So I know why we did this, but let's tell the listeners. It really was because of them, right?
We have felt this incredible outpouring of support and love for Ron and his family, and we had discussed with Ron before he passed away that we wanted to honor his life. And so we've made arrangements. We will be at Goucher College, Crush Hour Auditorium, and the event will be at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, January 17th.
We should mention that it's open to the public.
It will be open to the public. The Smith family will be attending. The public is invited to attend. Obviously, there's limited seating at Crush Hour Auditorium, and it will start promptly at 11 a.m. We will be broadcasting the event on our radio station, WBAL Radio, of course, and then also, thanks to our partners at BAL Television, the WBAL TV Plus channel will also carry the event live.
Yeah, this is going to be so important, I know, for Ron's family. And
right.
They had a hand in sort of planning this, as you said.
Yes, we met with Ron in June, maybe 45 days or so ago, and we discussed the event, how we wanted to do it. By the way, I'm doing what I'm told to do on this one. Ron picked the speakers, and they are Dr. Bill Howard, Stan Stovall, Jonathan Murray, Blair Lee, and Jerry Sandusky. And they're hoping that this event will be 30 minutes or so. And that's what they wanted. And I'm doing what I was told to do, Mary Beth.
Ron made the calls, didn't he?
Ron made all the calls, and June was right there with him.
Crush Hour Auditorium is a very lovely venue.
It's a beautiful place, and it's a place that they were very excited that we could secure on that day. So it feels right. It is going to be a celebration of his life. We're going to honor Ron that day. And it's very important for all of us here who work at the station to have found this place, an event for Ron and June and the Smith family.
Yeah, and I think even Ron taught a couple of courses at Goucher.
He did at one time. And I know he attended, and he and June attended many concerts there. And they just love the venue. And it feels really good.
Another thing that will feel really good about being there is that the Team Reason Group will be there raising money.
Yes, we do not have an admission price. Obviously, the public is invited, but we are asking people to bring their checkbooks because Team Reason and the Team Reason Fund people will be there and will be raising money for Hopkins and the Kimmel Cancer Center. And we hope that people will keep that in their thoughts if they decide to attend this event. If they decide not to attend the event, we still have the Team Reason page up on WBL.com, and feel free to participate financially if you can in this very important disease.
Yeah, this campaign is only growing.
It is only growing, and it's I know we're announcing a golf tournament today, too, so this is just beginning, but we love, we have a great feeling about this.
So once again, for our listeners, there'll be a lot of people who will want to go. There'll be a lot of people who can't make it, and they can listen. It's so important that you know that Crush Hour Auditorium is not the arena. It is limited seating.
Correct.
So we want the public to be there. Ron had so many fans. We want you to be able to attend. It's so important that you get there early.
Correct.
The doors are opening again at 10 a.m.
Yes.
The actual program begins at 11.
Promptly.
It is first come, first serve. There are no tickets.
Correct.
Okay, and there'll be plenty of parking. I do know that.
Yes.
And if you can't attend, once again, we'll be broadcasting the event live on 1090 AM and also on WBAL TV Plus. WBAL Radio Vice President and General Manager Ed Kiernan, thank you.
Thank you, Mary Beth.